a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I get annoyed by certain things that other people don't get annoyed by, and that's fine. It's a rich tapestry of life, isn't it? I do have anger inside me, and that's just me.
Why do I feel it's coming our way, Tommy?
No, it's not. I mean, it may be you, but something that really, really peeves me off, and is it a pet peeve?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or is it just me being overly angry? Also, maybe.
Oh, good. It's going your way.
No. So if a plate gets served to me or to somebody else, whether I've made it or it's just been made for you, right? So we're out for lunch, right? And the three of us get fish and chips each, whatever, right? Risotto, better.
Healthy.
Yeah, right? No, well, it's just tastier. So the three of us get risotto, right? And I will take a bite and be like, oh, beautiful. I need some salt or pepper on this.
Mm.
But I cannot stand people that go for salt and pepper prior to trying it.
Oh, you got to taste it first.
It makes me uncontrollably angry inside.
What about if they just know they like
How
extra pepper?
How can you know? No.
They like some pepper.
No. Well, what about take a bite first.
No. What? No. No.
Take a bite and then decide.
Disagree.
People that just get a meal and go, yep, salt, pepper. I love salt and pepper. I'm a big salt and pepper guy, right? Taste it first.
Okay. How about this, right? I order a carbonara. Do you know what I love on carbonara?
Yeah.
Bit of pepper.
Yeah.
If I look at the carbonara, it's not pre-peppered, then I'm going to put pepper on it.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah?
I get it, right? Pepper's a bit... Okay, pepper you can see, salt you can't see. You need to taste it before you season
it. I get the salt one.
You need to taste it.
Okay, so let's go back to you. We've ordered fish and chips.
Yeah.
If I'm going to order fish and chips, I want salty fish and chips.
Taste it first.
I want salty fish and chips. So no. I don't care whatever they have possibly put on there. It's not going to be enough. Just give me a little.
What if it is enough and you can't take it back?
You can't unsalt something. That is fair. There was a fish and chip shop that we would go to regularly.
Yeah.
And you would have to, on the phone, ask for extra chicken salt because they would be so stingy with the chicken salt that you would get the chips and you'd be like, this is just a soggy potato mess.
Once again, fish and chips, a little bit different. If you're at a restaurant, if you're at home and Dodsy cooks you up a meal, I know, rare, but if Dodsy does cook you up a spaghetti.
If Dodsy orders Uber Eats.
Yeah, right.
And unpacks
and
it for
you. And if you've got a spaghetti bolognese, right, and you would take, why do people just salt it straight away?
Okay, I'm going to flip this back on its head, back at you.
Oh.
You are, in fact, being insulting. Because, didn't mean that. If you take the bite and then basically declare to the world, this ain't good enough.
Yeah.
I am now going to reach for the pepper and salt and I'm going to start adding it.
I do get anxiety about that.
You are sending a message back to the person who's made that meal for you or to the kitchen in a restaurant. This sucks. I'm adding pepper and salt to it.
Yes, yes. Look, I do get anxious about that, so I try and do it in secret.
Stuff so the chef at the restaurant doesn't see you seasoning
the meal. Yeah, I always
kind of
look. You don't do that? I wait a second. I wait for them to walk off, and then I'll grab the salt, and I'll look around, see if anyone's looking, and then I'll salt it.
But if you haven't even tasted it yet, and you go straight for the salt or the pepper, whichever one you like,
still
you're basically saying,
bang,
hey,
in and out.
This might be amazing, but I just like a little extra.
No, what you're saying is that I don't trust you. I don't trust you to
season. Well, it's better than saying you make crap.
It is the same thing.
And I've got to add pepper and salt on.
Anyway, we're obviously at a stalemate.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Just don't offend me like that. Just take a bite. It's the easy way you can go about this.
I can't believe you think the chef sends your meal out and then watches you.
Sometimes they do.
If they do, they've got too much time on their hand. Supposed to be very, very busy. I saw half an episode of The Bear and that was enough.
Yes, chef.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's play a brand new game, everybody.
No, that's the trap. I'm so sorry.
That's the only time we're ever going to play that.
Tom's
oh
like,
my God. God,
that was, I know, woeful. Tom was like, do something.
No,
I'm so
busy.
And I'm like, oh my God,
just
I'm
do
so
the
sorry.
Intro. Please make an intro for the game so we can play it. That's
but
what
we thought, remember back in the day when we used to play Spell My Name? Yeah. We used to come up with different intros, like all of us.
Log, so, I love it.
That was brilliant. I love it. I don't know if I can ever play it again.
I know, it's horrible.
It's pretty gnarly.
Oh
my God. All right, we have Eve from Lawn on the line. Morning, Eve.
Morning.
What do you reckon of that intro from Log Dog?
It was something.
Yes, Eve.
Oh, Eve, Comedy 101, I love it.
Bless you.
Couldn't have said it any better. Eve, now, are we going to be guessing your mum's name or your dad's name?
My mum's name.
Okay, mum. Okay, now, this is the first time we've played this, boys. So
yeah.
We could ask, we get to ask one question each.
Yes. Yep.
I kind of feel like we need to be strategic about it and help each other.
Work together. Yeah, because I think if we actually guess a name, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
All right, do you want to lead off with the first question then?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay, I can.
Okay, yeah, Tommy, go for it.
Eve, what does your mum do for a job?
Currently, she's working from home.
Doing...
Being a mother.
Oh, yes. Oh yeah, nice. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Love it.
Stay at home, mum, yep.
Eve?
Yep.
How old is mum?
Oh, that's offensive.
No, that's fine. We've got to be able to...
She's
45. Okay. Eve, would you say that your mum has a name that is quite common for people her age?
I would say so.
Okay.
That's not narrowed it down.
That's narrowed it down for me.
So seriously, we can only ask one question each.
One question each, and then we all have a guess.
We're just expected to guess.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
I will say, Eve, is your mum's name Kylie?
Nope.
No, it's pretty obvious, Tommy. Eve's mum's name is Penny.
What?
Nope.
It's Jess, isn't it?
No.
Oh. What's your mum's name, Eve?
Lee.
Oh, oh my
that's
God.
That's my mother-in-law's name.
I do know two Lees that are in that.
Hey, save that for the future. A question around could it be a name that is both either male or female?
Unisex.
That's what I'm
after.
Oh,
Eve, that was a wonderful first round. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you stumped us. Well done, mate.
Thank you.
No worries.
Oh, that was a fun game, wasn't it? Yeah.
I think Eve wins that round. Yeah, I think
we all win because of the great intro.
Are you going to make another one?
No,
or are
don't.
Stick
you don't
with
need
that
to
one?
Play it out.
No, I think we
play
need
it
to.
Again.
I think,
play
we've
it again.
Think we've got to wrap.
Play it
I think
out.
We wrap the segment with it, and then we never hear it again.
I love the high point you hit in it.
Weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You know I love a challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always something with you, Cameron.
Good well, it's not always so,
it's a healthy challenge, and this Saturday for a good cause challenge, Surf Coast Track is taking place.
Why are you only telling us about this now? You know, Surf Coast Track's been coming for a while. We partner with the Surf Coast Track every year. I mean, you could have been part of it, but you've waited until sort of days before the event, and now you're like, oh, by the way,
I'm doing it.
Yeah,
well, because it was a bit of a slow burn. I wasn't initially going to do it. Dodgy and some of her work colleagues were doing it because last year they did it but did the 26K one.
Mm.
So you got the two options, the 40K or the 26. And loved it. Had a great experience, and she's like, right, we're doing the 40. Which is Aries Inlet to Torquay.
Mm.
She just planted the seed in my mind. I'm like, yeah.
I want to beat her and do better than her.
You want to? No, I don't want to beat her.
Is that what it is?
No, it is not that.
Bragging rights.
Dodgy can't
house.
Have anything no. for herself. She did the New York Marathon, and then he did the New York Marathon.
I did it before her.
Really? That's not how I remember it.
No. Oh. Me either.
Hey, speaking of New York Marathon, just a quick tangent. Chatting with someone in the media area on Friday night when I worked up at the footy. The great Buddy Franklin is going to do the New York Marathon.
Yeah, he saw you and was inspired, was he?
No. I think like...
That barely sounds like a former footballer trying to keep themselves active after... Yeah. What is it? What is it with you guys? I've always got something to be...
There's no
premiership anymore, so what else can I work towards?
But you go through a lifetime of goals and setting goals for yourself and having challenges.
So do we, Cameron. We all have goals, mate.
No, but ours are more often than not physically based.
Why don't you be like Jono and just be immaculate physically without having to do anything?
Yeah, Jono chooses that. Whereas, and Buddy Franklin has been, retired two years now?
5 minutes, mm-hmm. Yep.
2 years. You can drift away from healthy habits and then you can set yourself a new goal and...
Self-flagellate.
By the way, so when I did the New York Marathon, there's a little drop. I stood at the start line and realised, compared to like runners, I'm quite big, as in I weigh a lot.
You are amazing.
No, I weigh a lot and I'm tall.
Those calves, oh my God. Those quads. Mm.
That is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying a lot of the marathon runners are a bit smaller and slighter and you're not wanting to carry as much weight. Yeah. Buddy Franklin, starting at the start line of the New York Marathon, will be incredible. 6'6" and just an incredible, incredible athlete.
So do people actually care? Like when people are like, it's like I'm running a marathon. Like are we supposed to care about this?
No. What is awesome is when they make it sort of a real like pillar of their personality. I'm going to catch up with Cameron again. Betty barely mentions the marathon.
Yeah,
I hate both of you.
Yeah.
How have we taken it from going for a walk doing the Surf Coast Trek to how much I just loathe you two?
It's all you've talked about for the last 3 minutes. So
yeah.
You had decent questions.
Mate, if you would just stop banging on about it, no one cares.
Do you know what people who do the Surf Coast Trek this Saturday will have?
What?
Supportive colleagues. I don't.
That's because you did the New York Marathon.
Yeah, you did.
Barely talk about it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au. What will the weather be tomorrow? Doesn't matter because we are focused on being inside watching the telly at 7:30 p.m. with Channel 9 because the 100 is back and so is Andy Lee. He joins us now. G'day, mate.
Tom, Lingy, Loggy, how are you guys?
We are good. We are good. So much going on in the world of Andy Lee. What's it like being a publican?
I mean, I get all the perks of being a publican without having to pour the beers. I just get people thanking me and then asking for free drinks and I send them to the GM over there. But yeah, I've got a new pub called Old Mates in New York City. Took us a long time to get it up, so I'm glad it's up. And finally, there's a place to watch footy in New York.
Yes.
The last one closed down in 2020, so that was the driver. You know, we need to see Lingy's special comments traveling overseas. That's what I yearn for.
The setup does look amazing. Am I right? You sounded like you just said you have mates that say, can you hook us up with free beers while we're over there? And then you actually make that happen.
Yes, you're included in that now.
Yes, baby. As if we could ever afford to go to New York. And Andy, you're so bloody busy. Like, I don't know how you do it because you've got the 100 is back. You're doing the house up with Beck. Congratulations with that. And the engagement finally as well. Everyone very excited. But you're also doing...
No need to say finally.
Yeah. Just got that little...
Well, that's all right. I've been engaged for 3 years, so I'm keeping Jimmy waiting for the wedding. It's all good. We like to do what we like to do. But you're also releasing a whole bunch of dimmies as well. Like, mate, do you rest? Are you on like Ritalin or something? Like, what's happening?
No, they've been all slow burns. Yes, that was started as a joke. The pub didn't, but this one started a joke during COVID. We were talking about would it be funny to try and make a premium dim sim.
Yeah.
And didn't realise it would take 4.5 years to do it. It's really difficult. One of my mates, the world-class chef from New York, we flew him out and we tried to work on it. But it just changes once it becomes, you know, more mass-produced and you know, freezer time, all that stuff. So it just took forever. But, yeah, Dimmies and Tinnies is what it's called. It's in Coles now, which is hilarious, I find, and awesome people that like a dim sim.
You are seriously talking my language at all times with a pub so we can watch the footy in America, a whole bunch of Dimmies, which I absolutely absolutely love. And we do love the show, The 100 as well. You get a whole bunch of your mates on, the comedian friends. Lots and lots of fun. I want to know, though, how you get a gig as one of The 100 to be representative of Australia.
Yes, good call. 100.live is where you can go if you want to be on the big screen. For people who haven't seen the show yet, tomorrow night, 7:30, we have 100 people zooming in on a huge screen next to them, and we ask them questions, and they can answer anonymously, so you get correct results or accurate results. And it could be something as serious, you know, like, are you an anti-vaxxer? We find that out. And then it could be something like, equally as serious, like, do you look in the toilet before you flush? So we cover a lot of array of different questions and different stats and topics. So families is what we're hitting tomorrow night is one of the topics. Sophie Munn, Kamish Blake and Mike Goldstein are on.
So again, talking the language of the people, because we're going to have, with all this election coming up, there's going to be a whole bunch of polls, but they're the important things we need to know about people.
Are we going to look in the toilet before we vote?
Yes.
It seems like we are. We handpick from, we've got 20,000 people now that have registered to be on the show, and we handpick them to make sure every state and territory is equal, is appropriately recognised proportionally to the country, and same with demographics. And we, before the election, we did do our own mini poll. We didn't put it to air, but it was almost exactly what came through. So it's interesting to see that our sample size is good enough.
Yeah. Hey, we've got to quickly let you go, but Soph, is she okay, Sophie Munn? Because she was in Thailand when that earthquake happened, yeah?
Yes. Thanks for asking. Yeah, she's good. Drama just follows Soph, doesn't it? It would have been a really scary time, obviously, to when you're there and an earthquake's happening. But she's safe, and she'll be back and ready to go tomorrow night.
Looking forward to it, mate. 7:30 tomorrow night. You, all your mates, very, very funny people, and a broad cross section of the community telling us what they think. It's The 100 on Channel 9 with Andy Lee from 7:30 PM. Thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.